And so listen to the first verse. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee and were delivered. They trusted in thee, amen, and were not confounded. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake their head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. But thou art he that took me out of the womb. Thou didst make me hope when I was upon my mother's breast. I was cast upon thee from the womb. Thou art my God from my mother's belly. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there's none to help. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. I've done bypassed my text, but I'm wanting you to see this scripture here. Amen. On down it says, I may, verse 17, well, let's look at verse 16. For dogs have compassed me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and feet and my feet. Amen. I think it's real easy this morning to see that these scriptures from the psalmist David are also pointing forward many hundreds of years on forward, amen, to a time that we all, amen, are acquainted with. He said, they pierced my hands and my feet. I may tell all my bones, and they look and stare upon me. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But he be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling, from the power of the dog. That's awesome, isn't it? Save me from the lion's mouth. A lot of reading, but I'm going to go back to my text. Amen. But I want you to see this spectacle, amen, that is being represented here in Psalm 22. Amen. It is a symbol of the crucifixion. Amen. It is prophetic, amen, of what our Lord went through on Calvary. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. He said, I can count my bones. Amen. Isaiah 53, amen, said, amen, that he was not comely, that any, amen, should desire to look upon him. His visage, his face, his countenance, the Bible said was marred. Amen. And you can just take this for what it's worth. But the Bible said it was marred, amen, above any other man. Is that right? His visage was marred. Amen. He I was in Israel last year with Brother Savage's group, and they took us to what they think, amen, was Caiaphas Hall, and they showed the place in the floor where they lowered down people, amen, down in a little dungeon, just to keep them and hold them, amen, while they scourged, amen, and plucked their beard, and smote the face, and spit upon, amen, the Son of God, amen. And so, there's something in this. I remember, come on now, help me just a little. Amen. I remember as a boy, I didn't know, amen, anything much about religion as a boy growing up. My mother was a praying woman. Amen. She never was able to go to church. My dad was lost. So I never saw, amen, the church house really besides a funeral. Amen. Until I was about 14 years old. But amen, I could always remember this story right here. Amen. This story about, amen, God's Son. Amen. Dying on an old rugged cross. I remember as a boy loving the dogwood blossom, and I remember someone telling me as a little boy, amen, the story and the, amen, the old wives' tale about the dogwood bloom and the blood stains on each blossom, and how that the cross, I'll never forget, I was probably 7 years old when somebody told me about that story. I never forgot it. Amen. I tell you, there's never been a greater time and a more monumental thing, amen, in all of humanity, amen, than that day on a hill called Calvary, on Golgotha, the skull, amen, between two malefactors, when the Son of God, amen, come on now, amen, was nailed, amen, and took the sin of the world upon him, amen, beaten. Historians say his bowels were visible. He was whipped with a cat of nine tails. Amen. He was abused. Amen. Was never guilty of anything. Amen. Oh, help me preach a little bit here. Got to get to my text. There's an attitude in this world that I've observed, and more so in the last few years. Help me, Jesus. The scripture that I'm going to preach to you, as we come upon this scene of this man, if Brother Rich had not been the Son of God, it's still the verse 7, where the Bible said, all they that see me laugh me to scorn. Now I can't imagine that. Amen. Go by an automobile accident, see someone mutilated, someone abused, somebody crippled, somebody torn their flesh and bleeding and dying, to laugh. Amen. That is almost hard to imagine. Oh, y'all sitting mighty quiet here. I want to tell you, there was an attitude in these people around the cross. They had gone so cold and desensitized, amen, and they hated this man so much for what he represented. Amen. Help me preach a little. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that they laughed, amen, when they saw him. They shoot out the lip and they shake their head, amen, and laugh. Amen. This dying, bleeding, broken, hurting, loving, kind, tender man, amen, that never raised a finger of harm. What is the attitude of this world when you raise up Christ to them? Amen. They're laughing him off this morning. And I want to tell you here this morning, even in the church world, we sit cold and dead and lifeless and no worship as we go by and have the cross on our door and the cross on our roof and the cross. Amen. But the world is still laughing. I am amazed, amen, at the attitude of this world. I'm a fearful in my heart this morning as I realize how the world is laughing at God in 1999. I may read you, let me read you a little something else here. I'm going to preach this morning a little while. I'm going to preach on laughing at God. Help me preach. Let me read it to you. Amen. In the book of Matthew, let me read another verse. Oh, Holy Ghost. I love you to help me. Amen. This morning. Matthew chapter 9. Amen. The Bible said, verse 18, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her. Now notice his faith here. Come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Jesus arose and followed his disciples, and so did his disciples. And then the Bible says, when Jesus, verse 23, when Jesus came into the ruler's house, he saw the minstrels and the people making a noise. Now, it's not that we're not without noise today. Huh? Come on now. Jesus came in and he said unto them, here's what the Lord said, Brother Gabbard, when he walked in. He said, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. Now, if you've got a Bible, if you've got a red letter edition, you'll see those words were in red. The Son of God said, oh, I hope I can help you today. The Son of God said, amen, give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. Amen. Did you get that? Amen. Who are these folks? Amen. I wonder this morning if the Son of God was here, amen, and said, amen, she's not dead but only sleeping. How many of us have been so humanized, amen, and so watered down in our mind and in our faith, even though the Son of God said, she's going to live, she's not dead. How many would laugh, amen, in our heart and say, I've never seen it like that, and it's beyond me. Amen. I want to ask you, how long did it take you to find out there were some things beyond you? Hallelujah. Amen. That's a pitiful world if you think there's nothing beyond you. Come on now. Amen. I tell you, the attitude of the church is almost a chuckle. Amen. Come on now. Amen. To laugh means to esteem lightly, not seriously, to consider something ridiculous, to be amused or make fun of, or to mock. Amen. Come on. They looked at the Son of God, amen, on an old rugged cross, and they mocked and laughed and stuck their lip out and hooted and hollered. Amen. Have you felt that spirit in this world that you and I live in? Amen. They're laughing at religion. They're laughing at Christianity. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. You can do a survey, and a vast majority of people are religious. They go to church. Amen. But when it comes to Christ, amen, they mock and they laugh. Amen. When it comes to the virgin birth, amen, they don't buy it. When it comes, amen, to God's only Son, I wish you'd help me preach. Amen. The Bible said, amen, not rightly discerning the Lord's body. Some are weak, and some are asleep, and some have even died. Amen. Because when they look upon him, amen, it has no effect on them. Amen. But a laughter, amen, an irreverence, and an inserious, amen. Help me preach a little bit. Amen. It's a dangerous, amen, thing for us to get an attitude in our heart where we take the things of God so lightly. Oh, somebody say amen. My daughter was in college and in one of those nutty English classes, they had her write a paper. She had to take these statistics and read these statistics and then write an essay, of a factual essay on the statistics that they gave her. She brought it to me and I looked it over. And the statistics, you know, they ask these college students all these questions. Oh, hallelujah. And so I read down the list, me being her coach, you know, and the list said that, you know, 80-some percent of college students went to church at least once a week. And it went on down about how religious they were. And then it went down to how that 90-some percent of them believe that, hey, man, it's all right to abort their children. And 70-some percent of them thought it was all right to shack up and try marriage life, so to speak, out before you get married. And then it went on, hey, man, over 50% of them thought it was all right to smoke marijuana. And on and on and on and on. And so we began to look at these statistics, and I asked her, I said, what do these statistics tell you? How are you going to write this paper on? And so here's what we came up with. Amen. Those folks were going to church. She wrote her paper on, amen, in 1990, whatever it was. Amen. The modern day college class are going to church, but it is not having any effect on their moral life. Amen. Come on now. I want to ask us here this morning, sure, Christ has died, and we all, oh, help me a little bit. Amen. Christ has died, but the world is still laughing. Amen. Come on now. And it's the laughter has moved on into the church world. Amen. I know I'm telling you the truth. Amen. It used to be I could kind of maneuver people by telling them what the Bible said. But now I gotta think of something else, because they care two hoots about what the Bible said. I used to get folks to live, amen, a devoted life by just preaching to them out of the Bible. Amen. But the Bible, amen, is laughed at now. It's laughed at, amen, out in the world, and it's laughed at in church. Oh, I wish I could preach a little sweeter to you, but I'm telling you, amen, the world and the church world are laughing in God's face. Amen. How could anybody be so hard to stand at Calvary and see the Lamb of God bleeding and dying, amen, and crying out and laugh at this spectacle? But how could we, amen, this morning? I don't think we're taking God serious. I really don't. When we come to prayer meeting, I don't think when we come once every now and then that we are taking God serious. We say, surely God, you're jesting when you tell us to be perfect, even as you are perfect. When you tell us to be holy, even as you are holy. Surely God, you didn't mean that. Help me preach a little bit. I see that we're in the last day. Amen. Woo! I've told this before. It stirred me. I was reading an article by the writer named Cal Thomas, a syndicated writer, Presbyterian. And he was writing about this young lady. I'm preaching on laughing at God. Amen. And this young lady went into the jewelry store. You may have heard me mention this. She went in there to buy a necklace. And she went to the jewelry counter. And the man said, may I help you? And she said, yes. Said, I want to buy a necklace. What's your preference? She said, well, I would like to have a golden cross on a chain. And he said, any particular one? And she looked in the counter and she said, I'll take that one over there that's got the little man on it. Huh? I want to, oh, y'all not help me preach this morning. Amen. I'm telling you, this world has got Jesus on their Christmas cards. Amen. They've got him on their funeral, amen, programs. They've got him in their graveyards with his long hair and his shepherd's staff. Amen. But really, when it comes down to the real mutilated, bruised, and battered, amen, Son of God that never sinned, never thought of it. Hallelujah. And they look at him and they laugh and they just stick their tongue out.
and they mock him on their way to hell. You know, men are going to go to hell for laughing at God. Amen. It won't necessarily be smoking their dope and taking their pills. That'll be it. But it'll be denying, amen, the deity and the power and the anointing and the holiness of God's only begotten Son. I'm going to tell you, the Bible said, amen, they laughed him to scorn. But it's a dangerous thing when we laugh at God.
I feel so inadequate. Pastor in the church. There's times and I'm not down on my church. There's times that I get out of the anointing. Isn't it easy to do? I want to shut my Bible. I never have. I know that's not the right spirit to have. But nobody's listening. Nobody's interested. Huh? God told Ezekiel, they're not going to hear you. Their head, amen, is like flint. But he said, I'm going to make your head hard. When a hard-headed preacher meets a hard-hearted church, that'd be a good text, wouldn't it? Huh? Y'all quiet on me. Help me, Brother Rich. I'm going to try to sing as fast as I can. But amen, I want to try to preach to you a little bit. Here, you say, oh, them old sinners out there laughing at God. I want to tell you the church people are sitting around. We behold the cross every day. And we leave out dry-eyed. And our heart is hard as a flint. And no preaching has anything at all unless anymore. You can tell them the Lord is coming. And they say, big deal. Let's go to the skating rink. Hallelujah. Oh, I know he's coming as soon as this ball game's over. We're all going to go with Jesus. I'll tell you, these rapture theories, whether they leave off of the soccer field, is a falsehood. You hear me? Amen. I want to tell you, if we're going to, drop your head on me now. I want to preach to you. Amen. We need to take God serious in this last hour. The sand is running through the hourglass. Amen. We need amen, to get sober and serious about God. I know people are laughing at God because they're laughing at His Son. He's the little man on the cross. He's the byword. Amen. The peace symbol is an upside down cross. The Nazi symbol is a perverted, twisted, warped cross. In the newspaper, amen, several years ago, this long-haired hippie guy was marching up and down the street, amen, with a frog on a cross, mimicking, I feel the Holy Ghost, mimicking the Son of God. And we're going to form a union with them Christ haters. A coalition with Christ haters. We're gonna have fellowship. Oh, come, brother. Come on. To all kinds. Not to those that laugh at my Savior. That's right. That's right. Come on now. You're not helping me preach. I didn't think you would. Amen. But I want to preach. Amen. We need to watch our heart. Amen. When the Bible's preached, it's more than a joke. It's more than jesting. It's more than just old Brother Randy going out on one of his tangents. If God said it, it's not to be laughed at. Hallelujah. I think people have had trouble with this from the beginning of time. I wish y'all helped me a little. I know you. I'm doing the best I can.
People are not taking God serious. Cain brought, amen, his offering to the Lord. And you know, you'll find it's hard to believe in our modern, except anything world. God rejected him. Oh, we've got our faults, and you know, and it's a weakness, and I just hate that bumper sticker. We're not perfect, just forgiven. You know, everybody's got to sin a little bit every now and then, and you wonder whose chickens they're going to steal next. Huh? I want to tell you, we've got such a crutch. We've invented so many trap doors out, so many exits in our religious experience. We forgot about the Word of God. Amen. Little boy came in. I know I repeat myself. Little boy came in. We got a school. Little boy, I brought him in for cheating. And I was trying to, he was misscoring his work. And I was trying to get him to admit it. And I said, son, what is it when you do that? And he thought and he thought, you know, and he squirmed. And I wanted him to say it's lying. But I never could get him to say that word. He just wiggled and squirmed. His daddy was sitting over there. He's the preacher. Me and this preacher just looking at this boy. And finally I pinned him down and I said, what is it when something is wrong, son, and you say it's right? He said, poor judgment. You know, he'd heard that. He didn't invent that. He'd heard some folks in the church house. Amen. When you go out and sin, it's just weakness or poor judgment. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost standing up here next to me. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. You need to look at God's Word instead of laughing it off and jumping out there in the world. You need to get sober and serious about what thus saith the Word of the Lord. All through the history of the Bible. Amen. God told Adam and Eve, told Adam, I can't remember, I didn't see where he personally told Eve. Evidently, he left it up to Adam to pass the message on. And there may have been a back breakdown there. Or he might have been telling her, and she may have been looking out the window, filing her nails like they do in my church when I'm trying to tell them something. Huh? Or searching the church over for a baby to rock. Huh? Or grab a songbook upside down and act like you're reading it. Huh? Come on. Or go to the bathroom. Huh? Isn't it something how holiness preaching brings kidney trouble along? Huh? Isn't that something? Oh. You try to wiggle and get away, and if you can't wiggle out of it or get the preacher to lie to you, you'll just laugh it off. You're not helping this preacher. Amen. But I want to tell you, the Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man or woman soweth, amen, that shall he also reap. You're going to meet it head on, face to face, in the light of God's truth. People hate truth. They laugh at truth. A holiness Christian is a sideshow to laugh at, a one-eyed, a man malformed, a man freak of nature. But I want to tell you, God loves us, and He approves, and He's coming back to take us home. The world is so laughed at this old-time religion that everybody from Lulu to Jimmy Carter has been born again. Huh? Oh, Holyfield. Out there with just his skivvies on. And on the seat of them had stitched, I can do all things through Christ. Except put on my clothes. Yeah. Y'all ain't loving me.
tell you, Holyfield is not holy. Huh? Out there beating some other black man to a pulp. Amen. And getting $15 million for it. And letting on like he's a Christian. Hallelujah. I want to tell you. Y'all not with me. But I want to tell you. Amen. That is laughing in God's face. When God says, amen, be ye holy. Present your bodies a holy, a living sacrifice. I got to hurry on. Brother, folks have been taking God, amen, as a joke from the beginning of time. When you laugh at His Word. Huh? You know, the Bible said, amen, that when they came out of the upper room speaking in other tongues, the Bible said they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking, said they are full of new wine. You know what they were doing? They were mocking the Holy Ghost. Because they were shouting. You say, well, brother, we believe in shouting. Prove it to me. They may believe in you shouting, but prove that you believe in shouting. Y'all still here? They saw and they said, amen, they are drunk with new wine. Amen. I want to ask us, amen, how do we feel, amen, this morning about a move of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Do we still rely, amen, not by power nor by might, but by Thy Spirit? Amen, saith the Lord. Amen. Oh, God, give us one more time. Help us tonight, today, amen, not to mock at the moving of the Spirit of God. Help us not take it in our hands and think that we can do it. We can build it. We can run it without this wine. Amen, of the Holy Ghost. But Peter stood up and said, no, this is, they're not drunk as you suppose. Amen. Help me preach a little bit. Amen. Let us not mock. Let us not get so mature and dignified that we can't roll in the floor and run the pews and dance in the Spirit. Hallelujah. God, where would Randy Webb be tonight if it wasn't for the anointing of the Holy Ghost? I'd be lost. Amen. Without help. Amen. We need not mock at this intervention of the Holy Ghost, but let us cleave unto it. Notice with me when Jesus said, amen, she's just sleeping. I want you to notice what happened. They mocked, and then He said, put them out. That's what's wrong, Brother Rick. That's why in Switzerland, the less dedicated are seeing the miracle of God. Amen. Come on now. It's because that record that He preached about, what it is, amen, it's those folks like Sarah that stood at the tent and God said, you're going to bear a child. And she laughed within herself. Amen. It was hard for her to believe the impossible. And it's getting harder, Brother Collins, for this modern church world to believe that the impossible, Sister Collins, is still possible with God.
Amen. You say, well, I would rather just get into the Word and just have a nice quiet study period. Amen. And just endure to the end. I want to tell you, if you endure to the end, you're going to have to be visited by the miracle working power of God. Amen. So I want to tell you here in this service this afternoon, don't laugh. Amen. When God says that it's going to be. Amen. Don't find yourself laughing. God said, why for did Sarah laugh? And she got afraid. And I would too. If God overheard me laughing. Amen. At the promise of God. Amen. But He said, you did too laugh. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. In those that laughed Him to scorn. Amen. He put them out. And then He did the work. Amen. You know why you're saying there's nothing going on anymore? You've been put out. You weren't there when it happened. Because you laughed and you had unbelief and you didn't believe the Bible. Hallelujah! He said, she's just sleeping. And I don't know where they got the audacity. Amen. To laugh. Amen. I'll tell you one reason they laughed. They did not believe He was the Son of God. They believed He was Mary's son and Joseph's son and a Nazarene. Amen. Come on now. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Yes. If it comes by way of heaven. Hallelujah. I want to ask you, do you think we can have revival? Amen. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If you don't believe that, we'll put you out. You'll not see it happen. Oh, hallelujah. I said you'll not see it if you laugh at the impossibilities that God makes possible. Help me preach a little bit here. Amen. This morning, He put them out. You know, when Jesus turned the water into wine, amen, those that carried the water. Amen. Jesus' mother said, oh, somebody say amen. Whatsoever He bids you do, do it. Amen. So those, Brother Gabbard, that did what they were told. Amen. Without saying, what's the use? Ain't nothing going to happen anyway. But they carried the water pot with the firkins of water. And they saw, the Bible said, those that drank the wine, they knew not that Jesus had turned the water to wine. But those that carried the water, they knew there was a miracle in the making. Oh, hallelujah. You may come to church and drink the wine and think it's just so hum, but somebody saw the miracle that turned that water to wine. The reason we're sitting on the outside looking in is because we got a heart of unbelief. We laugh at the impossibilities that God tells us to do. Shabbat Huckleberry. Can God provide a table in the wilderness? Do you know God took that offensive? Ask, can God do this? Who in the world is in this church this morning saying, can God do that? I think sometimes when you can keep one bottle of oil for 2 years and it canker and you have to throw it out, you wonder if folks still believe in James chapter 5. I'm telling you, oh, Holy Ghost, help me preach. I'm telling you, I'm preaching to a world that have this, pardon the expression, they're sitting there with this stupid grin. Now, you understand me now. I'm not talking literal all the time. Huh?
I preach to folks that stick their tongue out, literally. Make weird faces. Holler out. And then there's some that don't make the visible show, but you can tell when they get up and leave, they didn't buy your product. I want to tell you something. We're going to have a holiness people. God's going to have a holiness people. There'll be some standing there by the bedside when Jesus says, arise and see the damsel get off the bed. Oh, hallelujah! I said there's going to be some, amen, that are in the room when the Son of God does it. Amen. But there's going to be some that are only going to hear the rumor. Amen. I don't want to just be in the rumor mill. I want to be a hands-on eyewitness when God does the impossible. I need it right now. There's impossible things that I must overcome to get to my destiny, that I know if I stay with Him and be sincere and take Him at His word, and I can see the damsel arise. They didn't believe that He was divine. Huh? They didn't believe He was divine. Do you? Do you? Do you? Do you? When you call His name, do you know you're petitioning, amen, eternal God? Huh? Come on now. Do you know when God speaks to your heart about your life, do you know that's God, amen, petitioning you to draw closer to His eternal heart? Amen. Don't laugh it off, church. I'm going to tell you something as I close. I quoted this verse the other day. In the last day, scoffers will come. You know why folks aren't preaching in a broad sense on the coming of the Lord? It's a broke record. We've heard that since the beginning of time. They scoffed at it. Some laugh at the word rapture. And they actually... there's one preacher, and this is worldwide, that likes to jump on me every time he gets in a place where he can, because he knows that I believe in the coming of the Lord. Huh? Why, they preach, he said they preach 12 raptures. And you know, he's taking that out of context is what he's doing. Ooh, I'm on thin ice here. Feel the cool waters, believe me. That's just the way it gets every time when we try to preach on the coming of the Lord. I think that's a crying shame. Huh? I think that's a crying shame. Because you know, the coming of the Lord is no laughing matter. I want to tell you, ever how you see it, that you've got to agree with me here. When He comes back, somebody ain't going. Huh? Huh? Most somebody ain't going. Now you interpret Matthew 24, you know. I know how I feel that is. But I do want to say this. It is a good illustration that somebody's going to be taken and somebody going to be made. Huh? I said it ain't soaked in. This world laughs at our pie in the sky. I can hear them right now. Like them old boys I worked for. I may have told you about Duck. I was building a house for Duck and him and his brother-in-law. His name was Worm. And old Duck came out there one day and said, hey, did you see that on the news last night? And I went shaking my head. He said, well, you ain't even let me tell you what I saw. I said, well, I didn't see it because I don't have a television. He said, what? He fell right out back in the mud. Hollered, hey, Worm, come here. You ain't going to believe this. Old Worm wiggled over there. What is it? He said, this guy don't have a television. He laughed and laughed and laughed. I just sat there and he got done laughing. He straightened himself up. Well, I don't guess anybody needs one. It's just a joke. The preacher, back when I was lost and had a television, if a preacher ever showed up on TV, he was the laughing stock. If they wanted somebody in one of them movies to be dumb and kind of, they put a preacher in there. That's how the world looks at preachers. They're just a joke. Holiness preaching, I've heard them. I got to close. Everybody say amen. I was doing a little remodeling job one time on a beauty shop on the back side of it. And I couldn't help but hear. I wasn't trying to hear, but I heard them in there. Sound like a bunch of guineas. And they were talking about their preaching.